It's Archaeology Month in Florida. The designation is celebrated every March with a series of statewide programs and events designed to encourage Floridians and visitors to learn more about and to preserve Florida's archaeology, history, and cultural heritage. For more details, WUWF's Sandra Averhart called on the Florida Public Archaeology Network.
Joining me now is Mike Toman, manager of the Destination Archaeology Resource Center for FPAN, and Nicole Grennan, public archaeology coordinator. Welcome.
Thanks for having us. It's great to be here.
Let's now talk about Archaeology Month in Florida, beginning with the theme for this year's observance.
So each year in March, we celebrate Florida Archaeology Month, and that's an opportunity for us to really highlight Florida's history in a way that we don't get to do every day. And this year we're focusing on the woodland period of Florida, which lasted from 1000 BC to 1000 AD. And this was really an exciting time in Florida. There was an exchange of ideas all across the Southeast, and you see new designs and technologies really being infused into the kinds of things that archaeologists are finding.
Tell us more about this woodland period to help us understand. We still have our native population.
That's right. Well, this would be during the prehistoric time period, so before Europeans actually came over to what's now Florida. So dating back, it actually dates back quite longer in time than just the woodland period. So woodland is just a name that archaeologists have given to just sort of signify this particular time period that was, you know, a little bit different from earlier time periods for the region that Nicole had mentioned.
Well, we can find out a whole lot more about it thanks to the poster that you create just for Archaeology Month. Nicole, tell us about that.
Yeah, so some of our wonderful staff in the West Central region of the Florida Public Archaeology Network have put together our Florida Archaeology Month poster this year featuring information and archaeological sites that date to the woodland period. And so one of our own local sites, the Hawkshaw site in downtown Pensacola, is featured. But of course, it has information about sites throughout the state and also highlights some of the more fantastic artifacts that are associated with that period.
On the very front of the poster, there's a really substantial artifact called the Buck Urn. And that's actually located, people can actually see the real one at the Fort Walton Temple Mound in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. And so it's a beautiful piece that's in a lot of different publications nationally, and it's featured as one of the artifacts that are from this particular time period that archaeologists have uncovered and been able to interpret and put on display for the public.
We should note that you don't just do this for fun. You make these posters available to the public, and you've also created bookmarks this year.
Yeah, so that's part of the way that we celebrate Archaeology Month. At all of our events throughout the month and even a little bit after, we offer these posters to anybody who's interested in them. And we've also created some bookmarks to go with the posters as well that feature artifacts and provide a little bit of information.
Okay. You have a series of events that you've scheduled to commemorate Archaeology Month in Florida. Mike, to you now, beginning with the Dash Through the Past event. This is your kickoff event for our region, yes?
Yes. So Dash Through the Past is going to be on Saturday, so March 5th. It's going to start at 9. That's when people can actually come and register for the event. But the race itself will start at 10 a.m., and people will have about 2 hours to complete it. This year, we've actually are planning for the Dash of the Past event to be all run through an app. So people will need to have some type of mobile device, smartphone that has data capabilities. And that way we can kind of go paperless, makes it a little bit easier so people don't have to run around downtown carrying folders with pens and paper to mark down the sites that they've actually visited. But it will take people to different historic and archaeological sites throughout downtown Pensacola. So it's a really fun event. It's going to be a great way to meet new people. Hopefully we'll have nice weather. It looks like as of right now we'll have nice weather. So it's going to be a great day, hopefully, to kind of get outside, get some exercise, and then learn all the rich archaeological and historic sites that we have just in this small little area.
So this Dash Through the Past event is really the main event for the Pensacola area, let's say. But you have some other events in the Northwest region.
So our office here in Pensacola covers everywhere from Pensacola to Port St. Joe and everywhere north of there in Florida. We're doing events throughout that region. We'll be hosting an event with Florida Cavern State Park in Marianna. We'll be hosting a Discover Archaeology Day where we encourage people to come up and talk to us and bring artifacts that they may have, they may want identified. We'll also be hosting a similar day in Port St. Joe towards the end of the month. And a couple of Archaeology of Northwest Florida presentations will be in Panama City and Panama City Beach.
All right. And now also in commemoration of Archaeology Month in Florida is your annual Beyond Our Backyard lecture series.
We'll be hosting three of these Beyond Our Backyard presentations in March. The first one will be on March 10th, and we'll have Dr. Greg Cook, an assistant professor with the anthropology department here at the University of West Florida, talking about shipwrecks in the Atlantic world and how that can tell us about maritime cultures. On March 24th, we'll have Dr. Amy Mitchell Cook, who is the history department chair here at the University of West Florida. And she's going to talk about some of her work in the past on the shipwreck of La Belle, which was off the coast of Texas. On March 31st, we'll have Dr. Kevin Crisman, who's joining us all the way from Texas A&M University, and he's going to talk a little bit about his research on early North American steamboats.
And, of course, there are some other lectures going on. There is the monthly Pensacola Archaeological Society lecture, which is on March 8th. And, Mike, then to you, on March 18th, you'll be talking about some new discoveries, and you'll make a presentation at the Indian Temple Mound Museum in Fort Walton Beach.
Yeah, so, of course, everybody's probably heard by now, but archaeologists at the University of West Florida have identified the land site of Tristan da Cunha's 1559 colonization attempt. And so, of course, everybody's really excited about that, and they want to hear about it. So, unfortunately, a lot of the University of West Florida archaeology staff is very busy, as people can imagine, with that site, trying to get as much information as they can. So we're able to step in as being the kind of public arm of the Archaeology Institute in some ways, and kind of fill that role. And hopefully what we'll do is we'll fill people in with the kind of latest news that's been coming out so far. So I'll show some artifacts, talk a little bit more about some of the objects that they found so far at the site. It's going to be a good time. And it will kind of complement what has already been discovered in regards to the underwater archaeology of Tristan da Cunha's expedition, of course, with the shipwrecks. And to me, that's one of the most unique things about this particular site is it's not only very early Spanish, it's not only one of the earliest or the earliest colonization attempt of North America, certainly Florida, but you have those two components now. You have a land site of settlement, and you also have literally the same ships that brought these people over. And to me, that's pretty amazing.
It's pretty rare.
Yeah, it is.
All right, so you've got a lot going on. Any closing comments, Nicole?
We just hope that everybody comes out and joins us for some of our events for Florida Archaeology Month. You know, archaeology is about everyone's past, whether or not you're a native Floridian or whether you've come from somewhere else, or if you're a tourist just passing through. I think archaeology has something to offer everybody, and we are happy to help people learn about it.
And Mike.
Yeah, just, on Saturday, Dash to the Pass, we hope people will come out and join us. It will be a lot of fun. The course is about 2 miles total, but you can run it, you can walk it, you can jog it. You can't use your car, you can't use a motorcycle or a bike or anything like that, but it'll be a lot of fun. So it's a way to, you know, we are allowing people to either compete as teams of two or individually. So it's a great way to, you know, hang out with a friend or several friends, and it'll be a lot of fun. It always is. And there will be prizes for first and second place, and that's important because people like to win stuff. So.
And for more information about Dash Through the Past or any other event going on, they can go online?
Yeah, they can go to the Florida Public Archaeology's website, which is www.fpan.us, or they can go to the Florida Archaeology Month website, which is flarcharchmonth.org. So it's all one word, .org.
Mike Toman and Nicole Grennan from the Florida Public Archaeology Network. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. It's been great.
And I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.